Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again for our regular China America Radio listeners. You know that over the past couple of years, we've visited the Fancy Food Show and some other food events that are happening in our neighborhood. And the Fancy Food Show for New York City was held just a couple of weeks back. And we once again took our China America microphones around to some of the vendors with some products and some services and met some interesting people that we'd like to share with our China America listeners. So let's take our microphone and head out onto the floor right now.
Are you based here now?
Javier Merlina is with us, and he has some extraordinarily good little chocolates. Tell us about Ecuador and chocolate.
Thank you. We are artisan chocolate makers from Ecuador. Our vision is to help sustainability communities, sustainability in businesses and communities in Ecuador. What we do is we buy the cocoa from organic farms, and we produce it in Ecuador and distribute it here in the United States. Villa Cuyaya means the villa, grandfather's villa, and it's a family business. We started in November, my sister and I, and we are here in New York in 2015, Fancy Food Show, and it's a great opportunity to show off the world that artisan chocolate makers have a chance to distinguish from the big companies.
So how do you sell it? Do you sell it just in candy bars, or is it a loose chocolate, or for baking? How many varieties and styles do you have?
Well, right now we have six different flavors. They're all the most interesting thing about our chocolate is their flavors are tea flavors. So we have chai tea, green tea, ginger and honey crystal tea, and lavender, pink salt, and coffee. But the tea is not just a flavor. The tea is an ingredient. Our product has texture. You can see the tea, like this is lavender and Earl Grey, and you can see it sticking out.
Yeah, it is a little purple, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, our radio audience can't see it, but I can. I'll swear to it.
And so the thing about it, it's a whole experience since you open the packaging until the aftertaste. What it's important about dark chocolate is what you are left with after you taste it. And we are proud to say that it's a family business. We're artisan chocolate makers, and our target is organic. We have kosher certified, organic certified, USDA, and fair trade. And that's sort of our target for people who are interested in a chocolate experience more than just a candy. Our presentation is in chocolate bars of 70 grams. And it's all on villacuyaya.com. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest at Villa Cuyaya. And just get to know a little bit of Ecuador by tasting our chocolate.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. It's great speaking with you. I hope you have a great show. I hope next year you come back and you'll be the star of the show.
I hope so, too. I really hope so, too.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next at the Fancy Food Show is Bill Gamelli, who has a very interesting display here. It's called Mocktails, and he's got a series of what appears to be drink shakers. Bill, tell us about your product, and welcome to the Fancy Food Show.
Well, thank you. It's been a great show for us. So what we have is Mocktails brand non-alcoholic cocktails. There are four flavors. It comes in a cosmopolitan, a margarita, a sangria, and a whiskey sour flavor. And they are introduced to the public through an actual real glass shaker bottle. You can pour them for those that are drinking or for those that are non-drinking, because you can have them as a mocktail or as a cocktail mixer.
What was the impetus at putting this product together? Obviously, non-alcoholic drinks is nothing new, but you brought something new to the table, obviously.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, for years, my wife was a non-drinker, and I'm a drinker, and so we had this dynamic where when we were being social, she would get a soda or a water, and I would get a beer, wine, or a cocktail, and it always felt like second-class citizenship for her. I constantly heard her say, geez, I don't really feel like answering the questions as to why I'm not drinking, and it really started to dawn on me that there's a lot of dynamics around drinking and social situations, and then when she was becoming a partner in a law firm, just not holding that glass of wine if you were trying to get pregnant or if you're on medications or if you're allergic or something, you get asked a lot of questions. So we started to look around looking for a solution. There was none. So we decided to talk to some friends, see if they were having the same kind of issues, discussions, questions, and social situations, and they were, surprisingly. We did some research and found that 45% of American adults are not drinking alcohol at any given time, and so we decided to start the company.
A lot of our listeners, most of our listeners, are Chinese, Asian, and with that comes two dynamics. One is that a lot of Asian coming to this country are not familiar with American alcoholic beverages. They're learning some wines, some whiskeys, some gins. And then on the other side, we have people from Asian cultures that get terribly allergic, turn red, turn pink at the even introduction of the slightest drop of alcohol. So the thing that was curious about my talking with you about this is an alternate for people who have other reasons besides abstinence and just not wanting to drink to do that. So I hope that you can open this up perhaps to maybe some Asian stores as you're shopping around for places to put your product.
Oh, we'd certainly love to. In fact, as we were developing the product and as we were out there showing the product to the public and to distributors, we learned that there were a high number of Asians that were actually allergic to alcohol. Never knowing that this was a problem, I really do think that my wife is actually partially or having a mild allergy to alcohol because she really doesn't feel well when she drinks alcohol. Even though she'll enjoy a glass of wine occasionally, it does not make her feel well, and that's unusual for someone to have one glass of wine and to feel that way. So I do think she has an allergy. So yes, for folks that aren't familiar with U.S. cocktails, it's a nice introduction. You can have them right out of the bottle as a mocktail, right in the same glassware, and then what's really great for people who are trying to learn the cocktail world, or if you're not interested in drinking, or if you want to have just a little bit, our cocktails are nice and light. You can have them with zero alcohol, but you can have them with a little bit of alcohol, or you can spike them up pretty healthy. And you do it by the glass rather than a big batch. So now everyone can customize their drink by the glass, and it's great because everyone has a good time and everyone's thinking about having fun rather than asking, are you drinking or not drinking?
What are the sweetness levels of the drink? That's always a concern for some people. And what's the sweetness chemistry?
Great question. So sugar is an interesting topic. We can go into great depth about that. But one of the things that was important to us was that these products are pregnant mother approved, because a lot of folks that aren't drinking alcohol at any given time are pregnant women. We wanted to bring down the calories and bring down the sugar content. So our products are actually one-third the sugar and one-third the calories of regular drink mixers. That's the first thing. Secondly, they're nice and light. They're not heavy, thick, and syrupy. They're based on juice, but they're not all juice. We actually add natural flavors to make it a real mocktail and make it a mock cocktail, if you will. But actually, we learned something very interesting. When we started out, we were all juice, and we figured out that if we added water to bring down the sweetness and added back cane sugar, we could actually get the flavor we wanted, but we were less sugar and lower sugar and lower calorie than pure juice.
And probably lower acid as well.
I think that may be true, although I don't know the actual chemistry of the acidity. But it is a low pH product, so we can hot fill it. There's no preservatives. There's no high fructose corn syrup. There's nothing bad for you at all. Allergen free, gluten free, BPA free, vegan and kosher. So it's really a better for you option if you want to try cocktails and never have tried it before. Try our products because it'll be a little less sweet, or it will be less sweet, and I think a little bit easier to drink.
You went to some great lengths with the shaker. Tell me how that came about.
We did. So one of the challenges that my wife put across my desk when I first thought about doing the company was, she said, you know, it's a great idea. I think there's an awful lot of people that can benefit from the product like me. But how will you differentiate yourself on the shelf? How are you going to look different so people recognize you? And it was a great challenge. And I really thought about how do we want to look? How do we want to bring fun to the non-alcoholic beverage and make it apparent that this can be both for the non-drinker and for the drinker? So being all about fun, I thought thought about what would be the ideal package. The ideal package we thought about was an actual martini shaker. But there was no such thing anywhere in the world as a martini shaker that you could put a beverage inside and sell to the public. So we actually created it. We went to a packaging company, and they invested right alongside of us in the glass and the plastic and the metal parts necessary to create a real beverage container that works like a shaker bottle. It took about 3 years to develop. We've got patents in the U.S., Europe, and on the way in Japan, so and many other countries around the world.
Are there refills for it, or do you have to buy a new shaker every time you buy the product?
Today, this is our introductory product, and so this is a this is our brand, and this is our introductory package. But there will be other packages. There will be a single serve package, and then ultimately there may be a larger package actually. So you could buy one shaker and refill it. But the great part about the shaker is, if you think about it like a wine bottle is a very heavy, expensive piece of packaging. Most people will one and done. The wine bottle or the Fever Tree bottle or the juice bottle, and these are heavy glass products. So our product is no different. You can use it one and done. You can recycle it. But if you choose to reuse it, you can reuse it as a drinking glass, as a mason jar, or as a reusable double screw top shaker bottle. We did want to give our consumers the choice to reuse or recycle, but you don't have to necessarily think of it as something you have to keep. You can recycle as needed, just like any other beverage package. So don't feel like you have to collect them. And if you do, collect them as drinking glasses or mason jars. But there will be other packages, other formats on the way.
This is your business. You started it. This is your baby. What was your background and how have your eyes been opened by the process of inventing a product and getting store shelf space for it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my background was I was on Wall Street doing finance and for 15 years at different Wall Street firms, and I work with venture capital, private equity, and startup companies. I was very lucky to be an observer of what was working for startups and what was not working for startups, so I had a little background in that. When my partner and I left our firm on the same day a while back, we decided to start a company in China together. Actually, we started a company in Beijing. That company we got up and running, and then I started this company. The other company was a consumer product, but it was technology-based. This product is food-based, so I was new to the food industry, new to the packaging industry. What surprised me, I'd say, was just how long it takes to get a product going. It takes a long time to develop the research and development, a long time to create the packaging, and it takes a long period of time to actually get the stores on board. What I'm finding is the reception is tremendous, very accepting, very excited about it, but it just does take a while to get your distribution in place and so forth. So I think I haven't been surprised by some things in the business. It's a people business like any other business, and if you present something that's a good value for consumers and you present something that's new and innovative and disruptive in the marketplace, you'll find your market. But it does take a while. You have to stick with it and just keep working at it. And once the audience does enjoy your product and you find that group of people that can use your product and spread the word, it just like anything else, if it's a good value, then it spreads. The word spreads.
Sounds like good advice for no matter what your project happens to be. Tell the people that are listening to China America Radio how they can get more information on your product, Mocktails.
Yeah, so we were very lucky. We were, first to market, so we got mocktails.com. So go to www.mocktails.com, mocktails.com. You can also go to Facebook, and we're at Drink Mocktails on Facebook. You can find information there. You can also click on some of the icons to see some of the articles that have been written. There's also some videos on YouTube. I actually did some videos to show people what the product is, how the bottle works, and how you can add alcohol and so forth. So if you go to our website and go to YouTube, you can find the videos.
Our guest is Bill Gamelli. He's here from the company called Mocktails.com. Why don't you go to a store and try one as soon as you can? How can people find stores? Is there a locator?
There is. On the website, you can go to the Buy Now section. You can actually purchase it online, and we'll ship it to you. But there's a store locator. We're in about 140 stores from Maine to Virginia, out to Kentucky and Ohio. We're in Whole Foods in the Mid-Atlantic and in select New England Whole Foods stores. We're also in Roche Brothers in the Boston area, and we're coming to New York City very soon, within a few weeks.
Thank you very much, Bill. Cheers.
Thank you so much. It was great seeing you, Steve.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio. a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinamericaradio.com.